Apprenticeship in Mystic Living. I use this phrase often and have written about it a little bit, make the statement that the process of interaction between the guide and the guided is one similar to an external apprenticeship in an art or music or skill, be it a sport or a craft. And I call this apprenticeship in mystic living. Let me give a little idea, sense, and feeling of the scope of this and more of what I mean by the statement of apprenticeship in mystic living. The approach to learning again is more one of becoming aware again, not only of what one is, but also of what exists and how to navigate these realms, these waters, get a sense of the different estuaries and lakes and streams and bodies of water and how to go from one place to another. In other words, how to work, how to function in this world, which has multiple layers, multiple levels, more than just what's seen on the outside, seen externally. In addition to that, when I speak of apprenticeship in mystic living, there is a statement here, an implication that there is a way of living a mystic life. So what does that mean? Well, it means in the spirit, the way of integrating that which is in the finer realms through the breath, the heart, the mind, being, that overriding consciousness of the greater of which one is into this world also, and then utilizing forms or approaches in their correct manners. And as one gets involved with approaches and forms, things that one does, then there are literally a limitless number of these things. And each person may approach it slightly differently. So if you were to go to a master violinist and place yourself within that framework, and you would find that one person would do something a little differently than another, and it would be through that association and doing that the student or the one who's gaining in the apprenticeship, growing in that apprenticeship of the violin, would learn and take on those qualities, senses, feelings, and knowing eventually the perspective and of the master violinist, and they would develop their own skills, abilities, and grow within that framework, but also a much greater framework, because the real master violinist would also know that it is part of a greater, realm and scope of music. And the assistance there is to help bring out what exists, but not only that, but help the person bring out within themselves those qualities, senses, feelings, knowings, experience, and abilities, so that they can navigate these waters and go on for themselves much further, not dependent upon the master violinist, but they themselves reach that level and go beyond that. So there are these steps that take place in the interim, and the same is true within the spiritual realm. When a person approaches a guide in this manner, it is very different than approaching someone who externally is going to give practices because they're written down, and you say, well, the first thing one does is this, and then the second thing is this, and the third thing is this, or they follow a guideline, no matter how subtle it might be, when it's brought forth through somebody else. The teaching that exists, the transmission exists, is current for the individual. It's present for the person, and it has to be tailored completely for that individual. If you're going by rote, then it's all being missed. And although you can set up a general framework within which to work, it's not the transmission at this point. It is something that's external to it. There's a old story, a Sufi story, called Carrying Shoes, which illustrates this greatly. I won't go into it now, but I'll read it at another point to you. Essentially what it is that no matter how great the intention or the form might be, and no matter how externally one may think that one is doing something, it's not until the internal is touched on and one's functioning from this perspective and is part of it that the real exists and a real action can take place. So when you place yourself in the path within the framework of learning how to become of the mystic life, this is a much more real approach than learning some skill set externally or learning some practices or even trying and doing practices as given by somebody else who supposedly knows what they're doing. What you're doing is you're placing yourselves within the hands, within the atmosphere, within the feeling, within the experience, within the sense and knowing cooperatively with somebody who's already working at this level and doing greater than what you feel that they're doing or what you might understand that they're doing. And they, in turn, are giving you an opportunity to become part of that, to tune to it, to feel it. It's like the music. You don't get to know the music until you feel it and sense it. Or you're working with a piece of wood and on a lathe, and the master craftsman helps with a hand and shows you how to do these steps and stages, and then lets you do it, and then there's the correctives and balances that go along with that. Further, there has to be the understanding from the master craftsman or musician what it is to actually do and play and act and work in the capacity that they're trying to assist somebody else to get to. If they're doing it by rote or memory or trying to become that level and worker, that they're not able to actually convey what it is, what it's like, because they don't know it themselves. When you place yourself in the hands of a craftsman or a teacher in a sport, you don't expect them to focus on the strengths that you have, the abilities you've already developed. These are given. The work is to assimilate that, to integrate it with something else, to apply it at a higher level, and to learn those balances and skills which aren't present. So the work is work, and the comes through actually doing. Now, there are many, many, many levels, and each one of these may take a different ability, skill set, application, but there are certain principles that are learned along the way, and so this is why individuals are given auto practices, but at least one of the reasons. But again, it's got to be given in terms of what the individual needs at the particular point. There's an old saying, statement, what the teacher or guide needs to do is to assist the person in taking the next step. It's not two steps ahead, it's the next step. You don't learn how to paint the finish coat on the trim before you do the priming coat. And you don't do that before you do other preparatory work. And a person has to be aware of the condition of each individual in order to give them externally what they need. And then also the interaction is one of every breath, every function, every time that they meet, any condition, the person who's guiding or assisting in transmitting, in helping the other person learn how to live the mystic life, has to be aware of what they're doing. And in this manner, they open up the possibilities of the other person experiencing what they need at the given time. So you place yourself in the hands of somebody else with that trust, and it's an objective trust, it's a conscious trust, and it's awareness that you're working with them. And at the same time, you're looking for very consciously and considerately, with great common sense, paying attention to what's going on so you can begin to gain that level of perception. And this may be an interaction, for example, you are sitting in a room with somebody and the person feels to explain something at a given time. Well, you're not only just getting that explanation, but you're getting a sense of balance and continuity. You're getting the opportunity to get the sense and feeling of the consciousness and awareness behind that's coming through. But you have to do this through attuning to the individual. You take on the position of what is it like to approach a practice in a given way. Again, you're giving an opportunity to attune to that, to catch it, to feel it, to sense it. It's like doing something 100 times, and finally after the 101st time, you think you know it, and then all of a sudden it clicks in, and you say, ah, there, now I got it. That's the sense. That's the point of slipping into it, of doing. This is what the framework allows the individual to do. And so from the perspective of the guide or assister, the one who is providing this setting for apprenticeship, a person has to be aware not only of the end goal, but also of the means and the steps to that, and the changing condition of the individual. From the individual who's seeking that apprenticeship, they've got to be looking at multiple levels and be trusting enough and aware enough to place themselves within that process and not get sidetracked. The apprenticeship in mystic living, as I say, can get extraordinarily subtle. Let's give another example. When you're in a room with an individual who knows what they're doing, where they ask you to come over to them, and they're talking with somebody else, what you're getting is the perspective of how to work in that given setting. You're given an opportunity to see interaction, to observe and feel what's taking place on a more inner basis. Or if you're working with somebody who's helping you with wood, for example, and they're turning wood, you get a feeling of how to do it, how to do the work. Same thing from the inner standpoint. You don't get a feeling on how to work until you're actually doing it. But you get that conveyance by association, by feeling how somebody else who knows what they're doing approaches it. It's not all-inclusive necessarily, because somebody else who also knows might do it completely differently, and it's not neither right nor wrong, but correct for the situation and the means and the person and how they're going about it. And so you're placing yourself within this process of trust and association in which you grow, and hopefully the individual really knows what they're doing and how to approach it, and then assists you in making these steps. This is part of what I'm talking about when I say it's through association and doing, and that one gets involved in a setting of apprenticeship in mystic living, the assumption is, and the starting point is, that first of all, there is a mystic life, there is that consciousness. Secondly, that the person you're with and associating with knows it, feels it, is aware of it. And thirdly, that it can convey that to you in the correct steps and stages. And then finally, from your own responsibilities, that you desire to place yourself within this work, recognizing that it can be difficult and hard, and you're going to be given the things that you need, not necessarily what you want. If it's what you want, then you perhaps should consider going elsewhere. If it's what you need, then you go to the craftsman or the master teacher, musician, whatever it happens to be, and you work with him until you reach that level of consciousness and function, and then go on. Now, mystic living incorporates much more than just externals and functions. It also includes the becoming aware of oneself. How it is that you tune your heart, you tune your feelings, you catch that love, that sense of the real, how you place yourself within the framework of the divine, of the guiding spirit, how the heart opens up. All these things can be caught and transmitted in the process of growing, and this also is part of mystic living. Without it, without the real, without that realization, without that light, without that consciousness, everything else is just rote, it's just superficial. And this is a great difference in terms of how one goes forward. Now, I'll go more into the process of mystic living at a later point and detail some of these facets. But the overall approach is one of learning to live from a broader, additional perspective. Point of view is one thing. The perspective includes so much more. Tuning of oneself, tuning of one's heart. And it's through the tuning, association, doing, corrections, adjustments, that one feels their way through, and eventually they grow further and further along the path toward themselves and toward the real. And the association is the one of the relationship of apprenticeship, the apprentice to the master craftsman, so to speak. In this case, it's the person who's actually living the life of the mystic and living in the real. So association is of this nature, and the teaching or guidance is one of learning how the way and life unfolds and teaches and guides, not so much the individual who acts as a simple focus for a short period of time. This is more akin to what I'm speaking about when I refer to an apprenticeship in mystic living.